Entertained a motion to come out of recess back in the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yep.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Okay, we're going to continue on this public hearing. If by the time this hearing's over, there is no power back in the building yet, we're going to reschedule the ordinance reading for the special events. It doesn't make a lot of sense to sit in a room, it's going to be totally dark. When the sun goes down, there'll be nothing in this room. So, Mr. Burrow, you're up.
Okay, and I noticed Mr. Wilson did not return. Is he?
He'll be back.
Okay. Still okay to go ahead?
Before you continue, Mr. Pezak, may I ask one very quick question? Does it make sense for us, should we record him? I mean, we have devices here that we could record.
It's my understanding that it is being recorded. It's been verified that there is sufficient backup, that's why the mics are on, the screens are on,
okay,
that the recording's taking place. It's my understanding there's a transformer fire, and it's affected a lot of Georgetown, not just this building.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Continue on, sir.
Sure. Mr. President, I think I'm really just winding up, and I had alluded, I think, to the code section 171, which is the standard conditional use section, and its requirement that a conditional use be reserved for essential and desirable uses for the general convenience and welfare of the population of Sussex County, and for the reasons that I have been through already. I don't believe there's been any evidence that this is either essential or desirable for the general welfare of Sussex County. In fairness, also, during the break, Mr. Baker gave me what appears to be a certificate of occupancy for the poll buildings. I will just simply say that when we looked last week at the county offices, it showed none had been issued. So I don't know if that can even be verified, but frankly, I don't know that it's going to be essential to your decision-making process one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do have representatives from each of the families.
Sure.
Each will make a statement to you. And then after that, we do have I guess they call them thumb drives. We've had some photos or little video clips that might help give some context to some of the things we've talked about. So hopefully it'll work. If not, we would, I guess, have to leave the record open or ask that it be left open so that we could submit that to
sure.
you for review at a later date. Thank you.
And it was nice that the opposite or the other person gave you the light too. I think it is.
Move those up, Rick, before you leave.
And Mr. Burrow, are you going
together?
Sorry.
So that.
Yeah. Are you going to call on your witnesses to come up and
tell? Witness.
They're all in the general vicinity. They're going to come up one at a time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Chaz Lichtman. 20178 Dodd-Town Road. Questions, concerning the property. I live at lot 20. Now, Mr. Engel, no offense, running his request on Dutch Brothers since November 1st. I seen two vehicles, a van and a pickup truck, from Dutch Brothers on Dodd-Town Road. On the same note, I've seen three trucks in 1 hour entering the back, big, two dual-axle dumpsters, hauling in, containers. Three trucks in 1 hour. Now, the one day I was standing back there, and being a truck driver out of the city, New York.
Just a second, we got.
He's announcing his entrance.
It's appropriate music. Turn it. Somebody turn it off. IG, turn it off if you can.
I want to wake you up, George.
All right. Let's continue this.
Please go ahead, sir. Sorry for the interruption.
Not a problem.
It's not. Carry on.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Wilson. I didn't mean that derogatorily.
You sound like Dennis the Menace.
Get in trouble enough, thank you. The one day I was back in the back splitting wood, took a break. And as I denoted, being a truck driver out of the city, this truck came off of Dodgetown Road, and I heard them banging gears left and right. And I said, what is he toting now? Walked to the corner of my property on lot 20. I have 8 foot of my property touches that road. There was 3 axles on that container truck hitting the road. 3 axles. There's a slab of concrete from sidewalks sticking out of the back of that container. It was a long one. It was about 18, 20-foot container. How heavy was he? If he had to put 3 axles down and come down Route 5, how heavy was that truck? I called Kyle Banks at DelDOT, and he says, whoa, you catch another one like that, give me a call. I'll have the truck impounded. I said, so be it. Now I got to get the cheaters. It's kind of on the dark side here. There's other businesses in the area, quite a few businesses, small ones, what you call micro businesses. They're almost invisible. They're there, but you don't see them operating. Why? I don't know. But there's other businesses there. Sussex County is growing. Understandable, as a lot of others are. But what are we going to do next? Pass coffee from one house to the next, one property to the next? Is this where we're headed down this road? Like I said, I've been there for a long time. I raised my family there. My wife was passed away there. Okay, somewhere along this line, after going to Southeast Asia and fighting in that stupid thing, I'd like to have some peace remaining. But the most disturbing fact is that all the hundreds of construction sites I work, you always have a brownfield, okay? If you would like to take a look at this picture, and they're very reasonable. These are fuel tanks, self-contained fuel tanks. They run from 125 gallons to 12,000 gallon capacity. Any leaks in any one of these tanks is contained. And if he brings fuel in, I'd sure like to see the one of these containers, one of these tanks. He says there's no trucks currently using the road. He's, Mr. Engel, you're hauling millings in. Millings is the grindings off the highway. He's currently hauling them in, but I understand he needs them. But there's still 3-axle trucks running in there. And as far as a central location, Maryland is 70 miles to the west. The Atlantic Ocean is 12 miles to the east. Now, where the central enters into this, I don't know. And also, he wants to put a second container in to hold garbage. When Chris Gillan had it, my cat drug a 10-inch, the body length, 10-inch rat from his container. I had to crawl across the water all the way to Washington and have that container removed. Deneret could not do nothing. A container for garbage, I cannot see it. Not in the residential neighborhood. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time and patience.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Council. I hope I can see this. I'm trouble in the dark. My name is Michael Schlitter, and my wife Kathy and I live at 20132 Dodgetown Road, directly adjacent. I can point that out to you if you'd like. Been there since 1982. There, as you can see, his road runs right next to my property line. And of course, that's one of the concerns I have is vehicles going in and out of that down that throughway there that goes to the back property where he wants to operate his business out of. The P&Z has made a stipulation that they would like to possibly put a fence or some type of landscaping along there. I mean, that's just going to solve aesthetics. It's not going to do anything for noise or odors, you know, from diesel fumes and whatnot. Matter of fact, on right after the 11-16-17 meeting, P&Z had to recommend approval of this with stipulations. On 11-18-17 at 10:47 a.m., I witnessed a huge tractor trailer coming out of there, pulling a heavy one of his great big long flatbeds. It was empty. It was coming out of the back. And then just last night, around 5 p.m., a large landscape body truck was coming out of there, pulling a big trailer with a very large Kubota backhoe type tractor, you know, with a front end loader on it, coming out of there. So, you know, these are concerns that I have with that. I apologize if I'm squinting here. Just want to make sure I cover everything. Maybe I get some light here, if that's all right.
Mm-hmm. Joe. would you like a cell phone light?
I got it. I'm sorry.
Hold on, Mike. I got it.
You get over 50 years old, your eyes don't. Apologize. Okay. Find my spot. Wow. All right. This is good. Let me find my spot. I apologize. And one thing about the building in the back there, the one building that was, as I walked in when Chris Glenn had it, and it was built with these cubicles with plumbing and everything in it, you know, for the H2B housing. My question is, what is that exactly going to be used for? Are those little cubicles going to be ripped out, or is it still going to be left that way? So, you know, there's concerns for, you know, what his plans are with that maybe down the road. And supposedly there's a well and septic already in place there on just that location, not for the home I'm talking about. I'm talking about just for that location in the back. Did Chris Glenn put that there? Was that done illegally? Is that permitted through DENREC? That's a question and concern I have. And I'm just concerned with Mr. Engel about what he says and what he actually does takes place. For example, in the P&Z meeting, he said about the mulch, he was going to get it around the corner from Shady Oak. Went to just today, he said he's going to be hauling it in. And also, he in 2003, his pesticide license through application license through Delaware Department of Agriculture had expired for 14 years. As a landscape company, he's operating with no pesticide license. Apparently, just recently, he's got that resolved. I'm not sure because he was cited in May of this year for not having pesticide applications license. He owns many businesses. And he works, you know, with these businesses out of state. You know, I understand P&Z wants to limit it just to Double E, but how can we be sure? Because the one board member, Ms. Stevenson, stated in one of the stipulations on 11-16-17 that the people of Sussex County will make sure that Mr. Engel follows these conditional these stipulations on the conditional use of variance. And I'm like, well, why? Why do we have to do that? why pass this burden and responsibility to the residents of Dogtown Road? I think that's totally unnecessary. We never had to do it before. We didn't ask for this. And so, I mean, in conclusion, I just ask the council to refuse this conditional use variance. Basically, this seems to be the trend of this passing conditional uses for many different businesses. I mean, just please stop this trend of allowing business and industry and residential communities. Make businesses and do business on large corridors and major highways, commercial zone properties, as you know, comprehensive plan states. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Do I have to sign this? Or
yeah, please.
It would be helpful.
Yes. Excuse me, I'm using my computer because somewhere in this darkness, my notes were lost. So I'm going to use my computer. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Bring that mic around.
My name is Diane Johnson.
Bring that mic more around to your
okay. Yeah. Yes.
Perfect, perfect.
Okay. My name is Diane Johnson, and I live at 20162 Dogtown Road, and this is my property and my husband's property right here. So we are all along. This is the entrance. This is Mr. Schlitterer. This is myself, and this is Mr. Lichtman. So this whole entrance from here to here, which is where the road runs, it is very close, within 15 to 20 feet of our property, is very easily visible. We can see everything. We saw all of his trucks this summer going back and forth. And I want to start this way. First off, I want to say this. I'm sorry to say this, Mr. Engel, but you and your wife do not live on Dogtown Road. You don't live there. You come in and out of
the ma'am,
road.
Ma'am,
okay. Address.
You are to address us only.
Yes, I'm sorry, because they
address us
they
only,
live in
please.
Nassau Commons. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I apologize. Because we live there. So I want to start with this. Starting in July of 2017, there began to be a lot of cars and trucks going back and forth on Mr. Engel's property. His road runs alongside of our properties, the three of us together. So because of its proximity, we could see the heightened activity and hear the noise that accompanied it. Often it started early in the morning and continued until late in the afternoon. Many of the trucks were more than two axles containing containers bringing in heavy loads and going out going out empty. Now, we know Dogtown Road only permits two-axle trucks except for local deliveries. That sign is at the beginning and at the end of the road. I did make a complaint to the Planning and Zoning Commission concerning a business being conducted at this property. Mr. Engel stated that this heavy traffic was due to the previous owner leaving the property in bad shape and his need to clean it up. I've been back there many times prior to Mr. Engel moving on to the property. I know what existed back there because the road, when the Giordanos who lived there prior to this, when they were never there, we would walk back, take a look, what's going on. At that time, when Mr. Lichtman approached Mr. Engel concerning all of this enhanced activity, and Mr. Engel said to him directly that he had no intention of conducting a business on this property. Well, that was very concerning to us because we were wondering, well, okay, what is all this going on? So how do we take his word that he will do what is necessary to comply with the conditional use when he was not truthful about his intent? The amount of traffic we have on Dogtown Road is so extensive due to the 24-hour operation of Havarim Chicken Factory. We have a 7:30 to 8:30 run that goes in both directions. We have and then a 3:30 to 4:30 run that goes back again because they cannot get out on 5. It's just too crazy on that road. The addition of Double E Lawn Care's business and employee vehicles will add more traffic to an already busy and small, narrow road. Our community is already compromised due to the noise and the traffic from the Havarim factory. Allowing this conditional use on the Engel property will bring added trucks, cars, pollution, noise, whatever other things he's now bringing things onto the property, which before he was not, but now he is. And it's going to destroy the peace and safety of our neighborhood. We are a community of semi-retired, retired, young families, middle-aged families, and we're rural. We bought these properties, most of us have been there from 30 to 35 to 40 years. It's tough for us to have this going on right now. Our peaceful backyards will now have a flow of cars and trucks moving in and out four times a day, 6 days a week, starting at 6:30 a.m. and closing around 5 p.m. Around 5 p.m. Well, some car breaks down, there's problems, they happen. In addition to delivery trucks bringing materials to the site. Why should he be allowed to ruin our peace and quiet and devalue our properties to advance his prosperity? What is he bringing to Sussex County? We are a diverse community. We're made up of individuals. Many of us have lived here for such a long time. We bought our properties because we wanted to live in and retire in a quiet, safe, and peaceful community. That's why we bought on Dogtown Road. We love it there. We paid our hard-earned money to live in a residential neighborhood without commercial businesses. Can I ask you this? Would any of you buy my property with trucks rumbling through the backyard? I just want to know. Because he already owns and operates a commercial property on New Road in Lewis, why should our lifestyle values, property values, diminish for his own personal gain? Currently, Mr. Engel, I'm going to scratch this from the record, does not reside on Dogtown Road. We'd like his family to be there also when the trucks roll by in the morning and the school bus comes by and all of these. We would like that. So we know that he owns various numbers of businesses. He owns, not only does he own Double E, Lawn Care, Sediment and Erosion Control. He's a partner at Crawl Space Systems. He's the president at Sediment and Erosion Management and also partners with Service First Containers LLC, which rents out construction dumpsters, of which there were a number of them there this summer. So I just want to say that, you know, in conclusion, you know, I'd like to say that these matters have to be looked at collectively. Everyone that's spoken here in the prior hearings also, it's a problem. We're losing our lands. We're losing our rural areas. We're losing our natural resources, our woods, our farmlands. We're losing this because people want to come in and build businesses. He has a business. He has a property. He can keep it there. He can live there. We would love to have him as a neighbor. I'm sure he's a lovely person and his family, but we don't want his business. We just don't want it. We have too many elderly people on our road. They're afraid to walk to their mailboxes because the traffic is so intense on that road. And we can't do anything about the Hellerine factory. We all try, but it is what it is. So I would like to say in conclusion that these matters have to be looked at collectively. That is why all these people are here, because these actions, they have repercussions and they impact many people for different reasons and affect the quality of life in our communities throughout this fantastic state of Delaware, of which I'm born and raised also. So I would like you to consider all of our needs as well, all the people that live on Dogtown Road and how they will be affected. And consider that maybe this isn't the right thing to do, to give him this variance. He has his property, he can keep his business going, he's doing quite well, I hope. And let us have our peace and quiet. That's all we ask for. We want to retire there. There's young people raising their families. Just let us have what we thought we bought into 30 some odd years ago and up. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Burl, did you have any more of your families that were going to testify?
We're just going to do the little video clips.
Oh, okay, sure.
I assume it'll work.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Z-E-L J-K-L Jaron. I live at 20162 Dogtown Road. And you heard a lot of talking. Just I want to give you a slice of what's happening over there and what we're looking into it from our backyards. We used to look fox running, we used to look deers, and this is now what's happening. I'm going to be short. I'm not going to repeat what everyone already said.
Thank you.
first service container. That's his truck. That's his company. He's associated with. There's no reason why he should not relocate it over here, downtown. So, that children over here just across the street. Now, as you know, he has an operation at New Road, and this is the equipment that he owns at the moment. Everyone wants to expand the business. I never heard of someone who would like to downsize. I don't know why. But these are the pickup trucks, like he's saying. These are the trailers. Those are his trucks over there as well. Now, the one concern is also oil tanks for diesel, for fuel for these trucks. Where are they going to service these trucks? Are they going to change the oil? What's it going to be, leakage into the our well system? We don't have city water. These are the pits with the gravel, different sizes of the stone, which they are delivered by huge trucks, 3 axles and 4 axles. So we are concerned about this. There's a lot of concerns. Little trailers and that's a little backhoe. And the other issue is also, since you're in this big business, this is the amount of debris that is on New Road property. I mean, what's going to happen with this debris? Is it going to burn over there? Is it going to mulch it? Is it going to, I don't know. But those are all the concerns of our community. And just we have a few more, just two more gentlemen, ladies. But this is what we're looking for. And just one more, and I will finish my presentation. This one has a sound as well. These trucks, they do rumble. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time. I just wanted to see what we're looking into it or what we're going to look into it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Is that it?
That's all of ours.
Okay, and yes. Did someone say something? Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition to this?
In opposition? In opposition?
We're still in the public hearing opposition. I just said, that's right, I said I jumped to opposition. Yes, we're still in opposition, that's right. Anyone else in opposition? We'll come back to the question.
One more hand.
Is there
one
lady anyone else?
Yes, the lady's opposition? Hands come up.
Pull that microphone down for this. Let me hear you. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Why, thank you.
Good afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Mary Ann Hughes, and I also live on Dodtown Road, 20173. I'm right across from Mr. Lickman, so I'm on the opposite side of Dodtown Road. I am a wooded area, so I cannot visually see the property in question. I'm here to voice my thought and to support my neighbors and friends, because everybody knows everybody. I strongly disagree for this business coming to our country road, Dogtown Road. It just, in my mind, does not belong here. It doesn't.
Thank you.
I'll be just very brief.
Certainly. Take your time.
It definitely will create wear and tear on the roads, which everybody knows. It definitely will cause aggravation to close by neighbors. And it definitely will do something to our property values. And I have one quick question for the board. Have you ever heard of the terminology thought question? Have you ever heard that? I grew up with it as a teenager. When I had a question for my mother, I just said thought question, and that would alarm her that she had to really think about the question. So with that, I would like to present a thought question to the board, if I please. If any one of you lived on our Dogtown Road, would you like to see this happen? Thank you for listening to me in the dark.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Come forward, please.
My name is Patricia Beckley, and I live on 19443 Dogtown Road. I'm at the very end. As you get onto Route 5, I'm like on the opposite side. So I get all the traffic from all these new things that have happened, and people don't go slow. No one does. The trucks don't go slow, and there's more and more, and it's gotten so I can't even go to my mailbox. I have to get from the back end of it because it's so close to the road, of course, that you're just worried that someone's going to be hurt sometime. And it's just, I just want to say that I hate to see this nice area become more of an industrial park. Thank you for your...
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else? Now, I don't see anyone. speak so up. Wave your hand. Stand up if you... Okay, that's enough of the one-eye jokes, George.
speak up.
And if there is no one else, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
Can I just address just one slight? It's uncontroversial.
Certainly.
It'll take 1 second.
Certainly.
And I don't think there's going to be any response to it. During the break, I was able to confirm, or rather look for the first time, and confirm that there are no deed restrictions that would prohibit any commercial activities on the property.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
The public hearing is closed.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public comment. And entertain, Mr. Moore, if you read the short title, if you can see it.
Yes. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a commercial landscaping business with outdoor parking, storage of vehicles, equipment, and other ancillary storage related to the business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 25.156 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8 with conditions 9A through P.
Pleasure, Council.
I would move to defer we had a lot of testimony today.
Sure.
Actually.
Motion, but, Mr. Arlette, to defer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton.
For how long?
I would say for a week or two. I mean, a week is fine for me. So.
Whatever.
Motion is to defer for a week. Was your second okay with that?
Second.
Motion to defer for a week. any question on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette.
Yes on the deferral.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'll be yes. Motion carried. We got no lights.
Getting darker.
What's the pleasure of council?
I'd say we reschedule.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Wait a minute. Something's happening. What's happening here?
It's just an extra light.
Are you done?
We're done.
He's got lights playing on.
At the lectern.
Hold on. Yeah, I think we need more of that.
Do we have any further update on how much longer it could be from anybody?
I don't. Mr. Lawson, any update, Mr. Lawson?
What is?
You can now send two crews to the transformer, but we, you know, we're at their mercy. We're on generation right now, but what we have is what we have. No HVAC, no lights.
Okay.
Again, I'll make a motion we reschedule.
You can come on in a minute. You can come on in an hour. I just don't know.
Do you know how much backup, how long we can keep operating with the...
We can operate like this as long as...
Until midnight.
You are willing. But it's going to...
It's going to be dark very quick.
It's going to get darker.
Somebody get up and trip. Somebody get hurt getting out of a seat.
Which call you have a motion?
I got a motion. Yeah, I'll make a motion. We reschedule.
Motion, Mr. Cole, to reschedule the ordinance hearing for... Excuse us. Mr. Cole has a motion. Is there a second?
I'm going to second it.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Arlett, to reschedule the special event ordinance hearing. Questions on that motion?
Let him explain what we have to do.
Well, the first thing is, if we reschedule, we have to advertise it 14 days in advance. So that takes time, about 20 days to get in the paper. So we would work on that as soon as we could expeditiously, but...
It'd be after the first of the year.
Yeah, it'd be after the first of the year, for sure. Yeah.
Early June. We're willing to...
I mean, if you want candles, I'll go to Walgreens to get you candles.
Somebody
gets up. If somebody gets up at
a... We have a motion, Mr. Cole. You second the motion.
Gets hurt. Somebody gets hurt or something getting out of this place, and it gets real dark. We can't do it. We can't take the risk.
You second the motion?
Second motion. We got a second motion.
Did you second?
I did.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Questions on the motion?
The only reason I'm doing it, if somebody gets up and gets hurt, if somebody falls, trips or something, we're liable. We can't afford to take the risk.
How many people here want to move forward? Raise your hand.
It doesn't matter. Sit down, Ms.
We're good. We're going to take the vote, Mr. Arlen.
We want to move forward. And I'm not trying to be rude. You know who I am, and I'll be respectful. But we've been waiting hours to speak.
We had no idea this was going to happen.
How do we know this wasn't a setup for the last
time? That's enough for me. I'm out of here.
Secondly, we hired you all, so we're your bosses, and we're willing to move forward, so allow us to move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
You know, I believe this is an important topic.
Yep.
I do believe that, you know, what's most important is that we do hear from the public.
Yep.
Truly at the leisure, and there is no rush. I think that's really important, because out of respect for what the future of this county and this potential ordinance, it's important. I also believe that based on testimony that could happen today, there would not be a decision made today. I believe that we would defer this. I'm confident. So I think for the fact that we have no power beyond our control, this is one of those exceptions. I think it is the best interest to defer for that purpose. So therefore, I will vote yes.
Mr. Burton.
I will vote yes. I don't like it, but I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
No.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree to that one, too.
Although yes, motion carried. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion to second to adjourn. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yep.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Although yes, motion carried. We're adjourned.